Now, a key story that we have been focused on over the last few weeks is what we're seeing with H5N1 strain of bird flu. Australian authorities have been grappling with its arrival. Vets are urging bird and cat owners to be on the alert for signs of the virus. Currently, there are 4 confirmed cases in the wild bird population, 3 in Western Australia and 1 in South Australia. Authorities are investigating another suspected case in WA. Dr. Diana Barker is the president of the Australian Veterinary Association. Dr. Barker, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you, Melissa. Lovely to be here.
I gather you received an updated briefing from the Federal Agriculture Department last night. What were you told? What's the latest?
You've probably summed it up there. We've still got the 4 cases, so 3 in WA, 1 in South Australia. There is another one that is currently undergoing testing. Thanks to the public and their reporting, they've had over 375 birds reported, and 45 of them had gone to sort of further investigation. Of those 45, only the 4 have turned back the positive results. So that's encouraging that it's not too widespread at the moment.
Those public reporting of dead or sick birds seems to be integral in surveilling what's going on. Is that sufficient at this stage, given we've got signs now that migratory birds are coming and there is a risk of much further ingress of this virus? Is relying on public reporting still the best way to go about keeping our eye on this?
Look, I think it's one of the key pieces in the government's response. So obviously we can't have someone every metre along our shoreline, especially since it is migratory birds. These birds are birds that would be doing their normal migration. They're sick and unwell, and so they don't quite make where they're supposed to be going. And so we will often see sick or dead birds on our shores at this time of year, and it's just now that we've got this added component of H5 that we need to be aware of. So the public reporting them and what we're saying is avoid, don't touch them, record where you are and then report it to the government. The SA, I know, has a mobile rapid response team, so they're actually going out and looking at the birds, and the WA has a rapid response turnaround as well.
We know that poultry industry is certainly on high alert in some areas. They're already taking preventative measures to try and make sure the virus doesn't enter their flocks. But we've also got a lot of Australians who've got backyard chickens. What are the risks of this virus spreading into domestic flocks and backyard pets?
Yeah, at the moment, the risk is still low. As I said, we've got those 4 birds confirmed, diagnosed. But it is, worthwhile to take precautions because it is birds. Birds do fly around. So I think those commercial poultry owners that are sort of locking down their flocks is a worthwhile step. So same with backyard chooks. It's really about close contact with those birds, those dead birds. You don't want your birds to be contact. So if you can bring them inside
keeping them in their coop with a space over the top so the wild birds aren't getting in and stealing their food.
Exactly. And it can be the little birds as well.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast, where Dr. Diana Barker, the president of the Australian Veterinary Association, is my guest. Dr. Barker, what are the sorts of signs of infections that pet owners should be looking out for in their own pets?
Yeah, and we know that almost 75% of our houses have pets. So we know that majority of Australians have a cat or a dog or a backyard chook at home. Cats are particularly susceptible if they get infected with this disease. We've seen that overseas. And so the things that we should be looking for in our cats is just respiratory signs, so snuffly nose, sneezing, but also they can get some weakness and lethargy, and not able to walk properly. So those are the types of signs to see in cats. As I said, the risk is really, really low. For birds, it's more those respiratory signs and lethargy. Risk is low.
that's good to hear, but be vigilant but not overly alarmed seems to be the message at this point. That's great. Dr. Diana Barker, thanks so much for taking us through it this morning.
Thank you.